It's the Morning Mix. Dana Taylor, how was your weekend?
I was very busy working. We have a behind the scenes project that we're doing.
Yes.
And it's all like computer stuff and it's a lot of stuff. And so I was in and out of here all weekend. And so finally yesterday I left here around, it was like getting close to 6. And our radio station is on the 4th floor. And so I've been pushing that 4 all weekend long to come up here. And when I got home, I got on the elevator and I pushed floor 4 and I walked to my door and I put the key in the door and I walked in and it wasn't my...
Was it your house?
Wasn't my apartment. No, there was this guy sitting on his couch minding his own business in his home.
Oh my gosh.
Reading a book. He looked, of course he was startled.
Yeah,
I just
course.
Go, I'm so sorry. And he just kind of laughed. He goes, that's okay.
Wow.
And then I just like back. But I put my key in and the door just like opened.
Oh.
And so I put my key in. I didn't really turn it. It just like sort of swung open. Yeah.
And that wasn't an alert to you? Like somebody broke into my place.
Well, it happened so quickly. It was like 1 second this, the next second that I put my key in, I expect the door to open. I'm tired. Yeah. So like, I don't know. Did I just turn the key? I'm home. And I look in, I have my light set a certain way for when I come home.
Right.
And they weren't set there. And that his apartment was really nice. And so I think for a second, I wanted it to be mine. Like this would be nice to come home to this. But no, he was as pleasant as he could be. And I just like backed out of there. It's quick. Will you stop moaning?
That could have been dangerous.
It was fine.
Worried for you.
It was fine. Well, and you need security to get into my building.
Right.
So, I mean, it maybe gives us all a false sense of security, but yeah.
Well. It's just a mild case of breaking and entering, Adam, is all it is.
Yes.
Did you at least introduce yourself?
I didn't. I probably should have.
Right.
Yeah, come see me on my floor.
I got ditched all weekend. My wife and my wife Stacy and my daughter Kylie, they went to Chattanooga all weekend, and it was my 23rd wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary. Oh.
I spent it alone. I tried to spend it with my son, Caleb. He's like,
I didn't take vows with you.
Yeah. No, nothing special about this day to me.
I honestly went to lunch with my little brother for his birthday, and other than that, I was alone. It really stunk.
Was it his birthday yesterday?
No. Today
oh, I was
going to
say, well, that's
birthday.
Like the bigger deal then.
No.
You don't make it sound like it's punishment that you took your brother out for his birthday.
I had to suffer through that.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome. But I was just constantly texting, calling my wife. I'm like, when are you going to be home? She's like, stop. Leave me alone. So, And you got ditched too.
I did. I planned my weekend so that I spent as much time with the family as I possibly can prior to the New Orleans Saints game on Sunday. I know that's just how I do it, okay? So the Saints game is on. It was a later game, and I'm watching, and everything's going just wonderfully. It's beautiful. I'm getting lit up on text messages. Jay's texting me, hey, your team looks really good. Everything's going great. And then the third quarter comes, and we have a 17-point lead, and suddenly we don't anymore. We're tied. And I got very upset, and I got very vocal. And my wife Erin looks at the kids, and she kind of gives them a nod, and they all just kind of exit. And I'm still watching the game. I don't realize what's going on. They're not there anymore. So at a commercial, I go back there, and the door to the bedroom is locked. I'm knocking on the door, knocking on the door. They're watching a movie. They've got the bed adjusted for them. They're having popcorn.
They do not want to be bothered.
Nowhere near me. And I think my neighbors might have moved too. I was very loud.
Wow, they locked you out. Like, did they think maybe you were going to come in there and start talking to them about the game?
Yeah, I wanted them to change their gear. They had the wrong shirts on, obviously.
Okay.
Yes, I'm very superstitious.
I can see them all laying down in the bed to watch a movie and like one of your kids just going, mommy, lock the door so dad can't come in.
Yes, I think that's what happened.
Dude.
You'll be happy to know the Saints won by 10 points.
Yeah,
so there you go.
So it works. So their thing of going into the bedroom and locking the door is now
that.
The thing. It's a lucky turnaround thing.
There you
I
go.
Love watching
so
the
you
game
need
with my
to
family.
Tell them, go do the lucky turnaround thing.
Get out of here. Yes. Daddy doesn't want you in here anymore.
Probably won't have to tell them. They'll just do it.
Yes, from now on.